Lionel, L-I-O-N-E-L, Jones, J-O-N-E-S, 6/30/1966. Today is 4/1/2025. Mr. Jones is a 58-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with COPD, severe end stage, period. He also suffers from history of AIDS, CD4 count less than 200, history of bacteremia, E. coli, to be exact, history of cardiac murmur, dental caries, chest pain, COPD, as I mentioned, severe requiring oxygen, history of rib fracture, recent falls, weakness, hepatic cirrhosis, as well as hospitalization in January with pneumocystic JIROVECII. And pneumonia due to streptococcus, period. New paragraph, patient has lost weight. His MAC is 24 centimeter, period. Today's O2 sats 92% on 2 liters, period. Blood pressure 120 over 70, period. He does not like to wear his oxygen, but he was told that he needs to because he becomes quite hypoxic and short of breath. Period. His KPS is at 40%. He lives with his aunt currently. He has bouts of confusion and the weakness. He's requiring NIP treatment on a regular basis. He's ADL dependent. He wears a diaper and he is bowel and bladder incontinent. He's staying in bed more now, about 12 hour plus, because of his shortness of breath and his weakness. Period. He also has a history of cardiomegaly, congestive heart failure, right-sided heart failure, pedal edema, weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition that are all unavoidable due to his current condition, period. He has issues with chronic pain and anxiety, period. He also requires his either nebulizer or his albuterol inhaler multiple times during the day, as I mentioned, because of his shortness of breath, period. He had lost initially 10 pounds in February, and he feels like he's lost more but has not weighed himself, period. Overall prognosis is poor given his natural progression of his disease. Most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.